The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Wow. Wow. What a wonderful picture that was of the saints in paradise, the saints in God's presence in heaven, the saints who suffered here on earth, who were faithful to their confession of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who looked to Him for mercy, help, and strength as they struggled in this world to stay true to their faith. Wow, it was just wonderful, just wonderful. I mean, there, St. Matthew, whose gospel we heard today, St. John, who wrote the epistle and the reading from Revelation, St. Luke, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Adam, and St. Eve, St. Judith, St. Mary, the mother of our Lord, all these saints in heaven lifting up their voices in heavenly chorus, praising the triune God who alone made their salvation possible and their presence in the presence of the triune God in glory possible. How wonderful that must be. Because today's reading from Revelation describes it. Those who were clothed in white robes, who were gathered there before the throne of God, who were waving palm branches of victory in their hands and crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb," these who have come out of the great tribulation have washed their robes, the elder tells John, and made those robes white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore, because their robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb, they are right there before the throne of God. They serve Him day and night in His temple. And the one who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence, so that they shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun's not going to beat down upon them any scorching heat like Newton in August. Because look, marvel, rejoice. The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, the water of life, and God Himself will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No more of the stuff that we're used to in this world. No more of the sorrows and the losses. No more the death of children or the sudden and terribly surprising death of a spouse at a young age or at an older age. No more of the awful diseases that take such a toll on our human race. No more temptations of the devil. No more doubts, because they are in the presence of God. No more suffering of any kind. Wouldn't it be nice to join them? We can hardly imagine what a world, what an existence without all the bad stuff we're used to in this world. We can hardly imagine what such a world, such an existence would be like. Because we live, we're used to it, in a world of sin, a world of temptation, a world of vanity, a world of frustration, a world of loss and disappointment and sorrow,
A world in which we progress ever closer to the grave itself. Wouldn't it be nice to be among the saints of whom we just sang and of whom we just heard in the reading from Revelation? But listen to what John says in his first epistle. See, behold, the kind of love the Father has given to us. You could add something there. Behold, the kind of love the Father has given to us sinners, that we should be called children of God, that we sinners should be called children of God. There's the kind of love God has for us, that we who were once his enemies have been received into his family as dearly loved children. And it's the same reason, it's for the same reason that the saints we sung of and heard about are in heaven. It's all for the sake of Jesus Christ, the one whose holy precious blood and whose innocent sufferings and death turns sinners into saints, turns the estranged from God into God's children. So you are children of God right now. You who have been washed in holy baptism, you who gather to hear God's word and hunger and thirst for that word and hunger and thirst for Christ's righteousness to cover your sins, you are children of God right now. If you aren't, well, I hope the words of the gospel will bring you to faith, not in yourself, not in any supposed imagined teensy tiny goodness of your own, but in the goodness of God who loved you and gave his son for you. Behold the manner of love God has for us, that he gave his son for us, so that we should be called children of God. You are children of God, no matter what you suffer. You are children of God in Christ Jesus. And being a child of God, you are also a saint of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, you may at times use bad language, but Christ has died for you. Yes, you may at times want and desire things that God has not given you, coveting these things. And yet God has called you a saint in Christ Jesus. Yes, you may have lusted after someone who is not your spouse. Yes, you may have committed adultery. Yes, you may have done even worse things. For those whose robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb, for those who have had the righteousness of Christ imputed to them, for those who weep and mourn on account of their sin, God has good and great gifts. The gift of forgiveness, the gift of adoption into his family, so that you are now a child of God by grace. The gift of the very gospel you are hearing today. The gift of the absolution that as a servant of God, a called servant of God, I declared to you It's not just empty words. We should hear those words, the small catechism teaches us, as if Christ, our dear Lord, were himself speaking those words from heaven. And the word of God accomplishes what it says, what God intends it to do. And think of the Holy Supper, which we observe today on All Saints, which we observe every Lord's Day. You may at times think, oh, communion again, and come and take the sacrament. But there may be others who at times think, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I have failed you miserably this week. I have sinned against you in my thoughts and in my words, by what I have done and by what I have left undone. And they hunger and thirst for the forgiveness of Christ and the righteousness of Christ that takes away their sin. And so they come to the sacrament and they hear those words with great delight. Take, eat. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take, drink. This is the very blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins. And they eat and drink. And in their hunger and thirst for righteousness, they are satisfied. Because when God gives good gifts, he gives them in great abundance, more than we can ask for, more than we can imagine. The gifts of God through which the gospel of Jesus Christ comes to us are what makes us children of God. The gifts of God, baptism, preaching, absolution, Holy Communion, are what keep us in our status as children of God. Yeah, we feebly struggle at times. We aren't shining in glory yet. But as John reminds us in his epistle, nonetheless, we are God's children now, and what we will be when we are in the presence of Christ, when we are resurrected, what we will be has not yet appeared. We're the children of God in this world who struggle at times, who mess up at times, sometimes in very big ways. But no matter how big our sin, no matter how badly we think we may have disappointed God, remember, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away not just a little portion of the sins of the world, not just the minor sins, but all the sins, the vast, ugly, hideous sins. And really, sin is sin, and it's all vast, ugly, and hideous because only one sin condemns us eternally. But the blood of Jesus Christ, our Son, has washed us clean of all sin. And that means one day, what we will be shall be made manifest. Because we know that when he appears at his second coming, we shall be like him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only human being now who fully bears the image of God, the righteousness of God, the perfect fellowship with God. That image is being recreated in us now through the gospel. But when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall be perfected in our humanity, our minds, our emotions. We shall be glorified. because we shall see our Savior as He is. And like Jesus, we're going to be perfect in our humanity too. Everyone who thus hopes in Him, hopes in Christ, purifies himself as He is pure. To have this hope of glory is to have faith. And we are saved by grace through faith, not in ourselves, but faith in Christ and His saving works on our behalf. The saints we remember today, the departed from this congregation, the biblical saints, the saints of history, the saints of whom we sung, they know it's all about Jesus. They don't boast in themselves. They fall on their faces before the throne of God and worship Him, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." So learn this, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The saints in heaven are there because of Jesus. And you, saints on earth, will be there and will be made like Him someday because of Jesus and Him alone. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen.